Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In addition to the small business assistance programs being rolled out by the federal government during the global pandemic, many cities and towns are doing the same in order to provide an extra safety net. Melissa Lindler is director of the Office of Business Opportunities in Columbia. Melissa, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit more about your office.
Our office is designed to support our small business community. We do that through small business loans. We do that through technical assistance and training. But we also do it through our supplier diversity initiative through the city of Columbia, trying to make sure that our minority vendors have a place at the table when it comes to procurement here at the city.
Give us the title of the new small business loan program and what it does.
Sure. The Small Business Stabilization Forgivable Loan Program. It's designed to help provide immediate relief to our small business community in response to COVID-19.
Give us the requirements to apply for this loan program.
The main requirement was that your business had to be physically located within the corporate limits of the City of Columbia. You also had to be in business for at least a year.
And I imagine that you were swamped with applications once you made the announcement.
Oh, my goodness. I think we received about 600 the first 2 weeks. I know that in our original guidelines, we were going to actually make loans of up to $10,000. However, once we saw how great the need was, we did not make any award more than $8,000. So the average award that we made was $4,500. And the most frequent award that was made was $5,000. So we were very, very strategic in looking at all the finances that were provided to us. Most of the businesses that responded were in business for 10 years or more. Most of the businesses that responded had 5 or less employees. So we wanted to make sure that those businesses that have been here, they've been supporting our community, they've been a part of our community for years. We want to make sure that after this is over that they're funded. So we definitely took a very, very close look at the longevity of the business to make sure that those businesses would be around after all of this is over.
Are there any restrictions on how the money can be spent?
Right now, no, other than paying existing debt that may have been incurred prior to COVID-19. But we're trying to be as flexible as possible because the needs are so vast and they're so different.
The loans are forgivable. And what would a business need to do to turn that loan into a forgivable loan?
They would actually have to make sure that they adhere to the actual application that they submitted to us. Anything that they put in the application that they were going to use the funds for, they have to use the funds for that reason. Also, the money that they're awarded, they spent it in accordance to the budget that they submitted to us. With the forgivable loan, we're forgiving 50% the first year, and then we'll forgive the next half of that the second year.
Do you know of other cities across our state who are doing something similar?
There are a number of them that are. When we put this out there, we got a lot of calls in from other states, from other business owners asking who do they contact at their city to apply for the same program, and not knowing that this is something that the City of Columbia actually developed ourselves as an immediate response to COVID-19. What we are doing is sharing our model, our guidelines, and our application with other areas, and being an open book, allowing them to use whatever they need to in order to do the same thing that we were able to do here in the City of Columbia for our small business community, for them to do the same thing. So we're sharing information not only within South Carolina about what we're doing here in Columbia, but we're also sharing this information with other states that are trying to do the same thing, and other cities across the country that are trying to do the same thing. So we are very supportive of our small business community, and we understand how important they are to our local economy, and we want them to be vital. We want them to be around after this crisis is over, and this is one way that we can give something back to them for all that they've done to help us as employers, as providers, as suppliers. We want them to be here to make sure that they're strong after this crisis is over.
Melissa, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Well, thank you for having me, and please stay safe, and if there's anything that the City of Columbia can do for your listeners, just let us know.
Melissa Lindler is Director of the Office of Business Opportunities in Columbia, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.